The actress Deborah Carr has died. She danced with Yul Brynner in The King and I and rolled on the beach with Burt Lancaster in From Here to Eternity. Carr was a 6-time Oscar nominee who left Hollywood at the peak of her career. Bob Mondello has this appreciation.
Deborah Carr was often celebrated for her reserve, her grace, and refinement. In one of her best early films, Black Narcissus, she played a repressed nun, and elsewhere in the 1940s she was cast as fragile governesses, loyal wives, and as decorous beauties in such costume epics as Prisoner of Zenda and Quo Vadis. She had come to Hollywood to act, but lamented that all producers seemed to want her to do was be, as she put it, high-minded, long-suffering, white-gloved, and decorative, all of which made her role in 1953's From Here to Eternity quite an eye-opener. There was nothing prim about the adulterous army wife she played, especially when she romped with Burt Lancaster in the Honolulu Surf, sharing what is still regarded as one of the cinema's most memorable kisses.
I never knew it could be like this. Nobody ever kissed me the way you do.
Nobody?
No, nobody.
From Here to Eternity opened in movie theaters while Carr was appearing on Broadway in Tea and Sympathy, and she later said that that year was the high point in her life. But the whole next decade proved a heady one, with Best Actress Oscar nominations arriving like clockwork when she donned a nun's habit in Heaven Knows Mr. Allison, played a spinster in Separate Tables, sheared sheep in The Sundowners, and taught Yul Brynner to trip the light fantastic in the screen version of the musical The King and I. Carr's voice was dubbed on high notes by Marnie Nixon, but as she swirled around the floor in that enormous hoop skirt, audiences were swept away, and The King and I became her biggest popular success. It was another picture from this period, though, that made Carr freshly famous with a whole new generation in the 1990s. In Sleepless in Seattle, Meg Ryan has a thing about the movie An Affair to Remember, in which Carr played a character who suffers a terrible accident and misses a crucial rendezvous with Cary Grant atop the Empire State Building. When Sleepless in Seattle became a hit in 1993, An Affair to Remember briefly became the nation's most rented video, and one of Carr's high-minded, long-suffering characters once again left audiences awash in tears.
It was nobody's fault but my own. I was looking up. Who was the nearest thing to heaven? You were there. Oh, darling, don't worry, darling.
Carr continued making movies until 1969's The Arrangement. Then she announced the end of her film career, saying she was either too young or too old for all the roles that came her way. And anyway, she didn't like the kind of movies that Hollywood was making at that point. She returned to the stage, where she continued performing for almost 2 decades and made a few TV appearances, too. And then, before she could become a figure of camp or just another aging star, she dropped out of sight. Failing health contributed to that. She was afflicted with Parkinson's, but it also seemed appropriate that Deborah Carr should leave her career as gracefully as she entered it, serene, self-possessed, ever the lady. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can see film clips showing Deborah Carr at npr.org.